Great Ruth has just joined.
Okay, I think we've now got quorum then. And we had Amadeo, is that right?
Yes.
And anyone else from the nominating committee?
Yes, Alec.
Oh, Alec? Wait another couple of minutes and then I'll just run through the roll. Glenn, the minutes of the last meeting, have they been published?
Yes, they've been published. They've been sent to the council list and they were put up on the website.
Okay, who was that just joining?
I'm joining Grant Forsyth.
Hi.
Hello, Grant.
Hi, Grant.
Hi, Glenn. Hi, Bruce. Can I just say, Bruce, it's nice taking this call from the other side of the world.
Which part of the world are you in at the moment?
London.
Okay.
You're only saying that it's nice to be in the other part of the world because of the time of day, though, isn't that right, Grant?
Well, it's the time of day, but also I claim to have brought all the good weather in the last part. This last week of September, something.
Thanks, Grant.
And I understand it's quite nice in Europe, and we are finally getting the rain in Washington, and deluging our friends in Florida, Mr. Stubbs.
Okay, I'll just run through the list and see who we have on board then. Philip Shepherd?
Yes.
Marilyn Kay?
Yes.
Grant Forsyth?
Yep.
Ken Stubbs?
He may have difficulty joining and he's given his proxy to Philip Colebrook and then to Kerry Cobb.
Okay, thank you. Kerry Cobb?
Yep.
Philip Colebrook?
Yes.
Tony Harris? Tony Holmes?
Yes.
Greg Ruth? Greg, you on line there? I heard you join earlier. Right. Greg?
Demi from Brazil.
Thank you for joining me. Jessup Wu? Carlos Alfonso, and Mark Schneiders.
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome, Mark. Ross Rayner. Tom Keller.
Tom Keller, I think he's on holiday, Bruce, because I got an out of office response.
Okay. Nicholas Langerman.
Hello, Thomas here.
Hi, Thomas. Kiyoshi. Lucy Nichols.
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome, Lucy.
Thank you.
Amadeo.
Yeah.
Welcome. Demi.
Yes, I'm here.
And Alec.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good.
I just came back. This is Greg Ruth.
Oh, thanks, Greg. Okay, we've well and truly got quorum, which is good. The first item of the agenda is to consider the minutes from the last meeting. Would someone like to propose those be accepted? Well, we don't have Ken, who usually proposes that. Someone else want to step forward and propose the minutes of the last meeting be accepted?
It's Tony Holmes, so I'm willing to do that.
Thank you, Tony. Are there any changes anyone would like to make to the minutes? Okay, all in favour of accepting the minutes, say aye.
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 Are there any against? And any abstentions?
Yeah, Nicholas here. I couldn't attend that meeting.
Okay.
I'm allowed to.
Schneider.
Mark Schneider, same thing.
Nicholas Armadale.
Right.
And was that Alec as well?
Yes, that's it.
Me. Okay. Mark, those as abstentions.
Who was the last one?
Mark Schneider.
Thank you. Nicholas, Amadeo, and Mark.
Okay.
And
Alec. Alec, yes. So we'll note those minutes as passed. The next item on the agenda is looking at the initial report again, and the actions from the last meeting was to try and identify some timelines and also identify how those timelines could be improved. There was a meeting held last week which had in attendance Kurt Pritz and myself with the registry constituency, which sort of went through the timelines that I just emailed, and then considered how those timelines could potentially be improved. Would perhaps Phil Colbrook, would you be prepared to give a bit of a summary of that discussion and just where that discussion reached?
Just from the registry constituencies point of view, there was initially the Prime Minister's procedures was looked at. Bruce, I think you commented, well, you've given the time limit as a guideline only, stating that really it's going to take experience with this procedure before we can really get some proper idea of the timelines. Registry constituency, of course, we pushed the point that we did need a bit more specificity from a business point of view as far as the timelines go. So I'm just reviewing the notes here. Bruce? We then looked at the quick look process. Registry constituency. We addressed certain questions relating to the appropriateness of the quick look process. I'm just trying to find the examples here.
Yeah, while you're doing that, perhaps I'll just run through the timeline that I just recently emailed to people just to give an idea. In the quick look process, the first sort of step that would take time would be ICANN's general counsel determining if approval was required, and I allowed 7 days for that. Certainly, I think the hope is that it could be done faster than that, but that was just allowing for the fact that there may be other issues under consideration at that time. So if approval is required, then ICANN would commence the quick look process. Part of that is the ICANN staff assessing the impact of the change from the point of view of both security and stability and competition, and obtaining expert outside advice if necessary. A 14-day period was allowed for that, which is fairly tight. Then there's a period where a draft report would be produced by ICANN, and the registry operator would have the chance to respond to that, maybe correct any inaccuracies or supply further information. And then there'd be another 7 days for ICANN to produce its final assessment. So that part of the process, which is ICANN really performing the assessment, would have a total period of, just over 30 days. And then if the board required approval, if it was a material change to the contract, then it would go through the normal board processes where it would be posted on the ICANN website in advance of the board meeting. The public would have a chance to comment on that proposal, and the board would decide. So that's the part of the process that's given the most time, which is 45 days. That would give a total period of 80 days. And the discussion that we had with Kurt on this was that would hopefully be a worst case, and that a lot of the if the board was required to decide some of the information could be provided to the public first to try and overlap the public comment period with some of the ICANN assessments. So that's kind of just a summary of the timeline for the quick look process. Philip, did you want to take up the discussion that Registry Constituency had from there?
Sorry, was there someone?
This is Kirk Bruce. Can I talk?
Yeah, go ahead, Kirk.
A couple of things I want to point out is one, that I believe the 45 days and the 30 days in this timeline run in parallel, so that we should make that clear to those that don't read the words very carefully or either correct me because I haven't read the words very carefully, because it makes the timeline seem much longer, the 45 days for board consideration and the 30-day public comment period. That 30-day public comment period is nested in that 45.
That's correct, yes.
And, and the second thing we discussed at great length during the, or at least I did during the registry meeting, was that this is not more about the partnership, but also about being a partnership between ICANN and the registries in developing new services, so that the spirit of this is, the mechanics of it is to create a time, sort of a worst-case timeline that we can meet with great regularity, but in fact, the purpose of it is to create a partnership so that ICANN can facilitate the development of new services or the implementation of new services and the fostering of competition, so that, and to make a big part of this process that we're working together to expedite the process so that, board consideration or part of this process, for example, can start really pretty much early on in the process development of the new service, so that ICANN can keep proprietary information proprietary and work towards getting approval of this process as the new service is being developed. So, to make it short, ICANN staff is going to suggest some words to the subcommittee that says that a lot of this process is about partnership and working together. And so, it's not merely a timeline or mechanics, but it's about sort of a spirit also.
Yeah, one of the other things that was raised too was that there are notice periods required in the registrar agreements with registries. So if there was a new service that affected registrars, the registry would need to give, 90 days notice. And the view was that that period of time could start at the time a public announcement is made about the service, in other words, at the beginning of the public comment period.
That's pinned it down from the registry constituency's point of view there, as far as the quick look process goes. Bruce, thanks.
Sorry, what was that, Philip?
Sorry, that's I think that coverage of that part of the process, the quick look process.
And then the other issue that was raised, which I think was raised in the last call, was regarding the reconsideration process, what the issues were with a service being put on hold. If a party requested reconsideration in the ICANN bylaws, the board can decide to put a process on hold, and the issue is the bylaws aren't really explicit about what the criteria for doing that would be. I believe that was something else on the table, and I guess from my point of view, if the registry constituency wants to put some words as to how some proposed criteria or a proposal regarding that, then the committee could consider that.
Nice.
Was there anything further from ICANN on that, Kurt, since we discussed this last week?
No. We recognize that it written into the procedure the way it is the first decision the reconsideration committee must make is whether the implementation should be told or not. So that consideration is sort of built in there, but we realize there's some issues with working out the mechanics of that to make it effective.
Yeah, I don't think ICANN's ever actually done that in a reconsideration process. And so one of the issues that has been discussed is that, in a way, we need to build up some case history which will take time because, you know, we've never actually had an instance of that part of the reconsideration process ever being initiated, so that, you know, you don't have any track record to judge that.
Bruce, it's Tony. Could I ask a question, please?
Yeah, go ahead, Tony.
Accepting that this is built on worst case, if we get to the stage where it's recognised that public comment is going to be required, I assume that that's one step that wouldn't be shortened. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay.
I think the issue, Tony, is probably when that public comment starts, and that's partly in the control of the registry, because the registry would start the process by discussing with ICANN under confidentiality, because it could be that if ICANN believes, advises the registry that it's unlikely to get approved, well, the registry probably doesn't want to you know, publish the fact that they were going to offer the service. But if ICANN sort of said, yes, we think, based on our criteria, that that service would be accepted, then the registry probably have an incentive to announce it publicly as early as possible, and at that stage the public comment can start.
Right.
Are there any other questions or discussion on the focus that I've discussion so far has really been on the quick look under the expectations that, provided the registry operator is working cooperatively with ICANN, that in the early stages of discussing a potential change, that the change would be constructed in such a way that it's likely to get approved rather than require a detailed review. The detailed review process is longer because there are more extensive public comment periods in that process.
Bruce, can I just add, as a preliminary point to deciding whether something does or does not fit into the quick look process, the issue of the criteria was also, criteria to be addressed was also raised at the meeting held last week. I believe your comments related to that, it will be a case-by-case basis in developing this criteria, but as registry constituency did note that the criteria is fairly loose at the moment.
Yeah, I think the difficulty there is whether the council as a committee would be able to reach agreement on a lot of detail at this stage. I think there was a discussion in Rome where we had a lot of ideas about what the criteria should entail, and I try to incorporate most of those ideas in the text. To go into a lot more detail could overly constrain both ICANN and the registry, I suspect, in being able to put a new service forward. But, you know, I open that to the other members of the council, whether they think that we should try and go into a lot more detail in defining the criteria.
Bruce, this is Barbara. Can I make a point?
Yeah, go ahead, Barbara.
We've actually had a lot of discussions about the draft over the past couple weeks, and there were a couple of issues that we wanted to, as staff, just sort of give us feedback to the draft.
Yeah, that's
the first is what Kurt already said about that we would really like the draft to, reflect the cooperative methods of working together that ICANN and the registry operators have already established. That we think that, you know, the whole tone of the thing should be that this is really a partnership to get these new services established, not an attempt by ICANN to limit them.
Right.
And, you know, and that's something that we felt was there in certain places in the text, but not, you know, perhaps given the primacy that we'd like to see. The other is that we really would like to encourage you to consider the language that's used in the descriptions of the steps a little more carefully, because it seems that oftentimes I had an understanding of what your intent in those sections had been that was different from how other people who weren't as familiar with the discussions that had gone on about those issues, you know, that they read those sections differently. And so particularly if if you intend to create an obligation either for ICANN staff or the registry operator, that has to be very clearly spelled out. Whereas if you're just suggesting a best practice from which there may be exceptions, then you have to make that very clear as well.
Right.
You know, so, like, is this a, you know, ICANN must do this every single time, or is this a, you know, ICANN should do this, but there may be options for doing it a different way kind of thing.
Okay.
So that's another suggestion. And then the last one is something that we may need to look at a little more closely in a detailed discussion. It appeared when the registry operator has an opportunity when the decision is made about whether approval is required to skip the quick look and go directly to a detailed review. It appears that steps 1 and 2 from the quick look, which are the assessment of stability and security, are not detailed in the detailed review section. So we don't, you know, the assumption was everything would go through a quick look and then on to the detailed review so that that analysis would have already taken place. But if somebody skips those, if the registry operator chooses to skip the quick look, then we just have to make reference to those two steps of analysis.
Bruce, can I join the queue? This is Kiyoshi. I'm sorry I dialed from Mexico. I had to use my American calling card.
That's okay. I'll add you to the queue, Kiyoshi. Just addressing that point that you're raising there, Barbara, so if you jump straight to detailed review, I'm just reading through the steps there.
Yeah. And steps 1 and 2 from the quick look, which were the stability review and the competition review, are not specifically detailed in the detailed analysis, detailed review.
So where should they go in? Is that, in that detailed review, there's nothing that sort of, because in the quick look, ICANN has actually done some analysis and then published a report.
Right.
And in the detailed review,
it just says that they publish some notice about the intent to have a discussion. And what I think needs to happen here is that we just need to outline more clearly what the process is if the registry operator chooses to skip the quick look. So right now the process flows work as if everyone's going to go through the quick look to the detailed review.
Yep.
And so I think we just haven't diagrammed what happens if the registry operator chooses to skip the quick look.
Okay. I'll try and accept that. Okay, Kiyoshi?
Just a very brief comment. Morning, Tony Harris, joining. Sorry to leave.
Okay.
I think the quick look review is just that, a very brief and simple prerequisite in which the application is reviewed for things like security and stability. And if you comply with that simple, quick, straightforward threshold, then you go straight to the more detailed review. So I in my humble opinion, that quick review has to be there as long as it stays simple, straightforward.
Yeah, so in other words, including that in the detailed review process.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I think it was, I think what Barbara's saying was just, it's one of these things, that's the intent, but I think, as Barbara's pointed out, if you read the diagrams absolutely in its current form, you can actually bypass doing that. So, we need to have that in there.
Right. I don't think our intent was to skip them. I think we just didn't diagram them.
Yep, okay. Any other comments? I guess the question is, how do we progress it to the next step? What I would appreciate, I guess, is support perhaps from yourself, Barbara, to make some of these editorial changes. There were some minutes from the meeting that was had with the registry operators
and Kurt participated in that meeting, and there's the minutes from this meeting, but if I could have some assistance in doing those changes, because otherwise the timeline will be dependent on my timeline, which is generally I only get a bit of time each week to look at this.
I think that we'd be very comfortable helping with the edits at this point. We certainly, as collectively the group with JJ, John Jeffrey and Dan from the General Counsel's Office and Kurt and Tina and myself, we were all working together on this. And we had some very specific concerns, as you can tell from my comments, but we also, we were looking at the language, trying to figure out what, if we were to recommend changes, what would be appropriate changes. And so I think that on our side, we'd be comfortable preparing a report that sort of suggested where we think changes could be made and supplied perhaps some language that we think might be appropriate.
I think that would help greatly, yeah, if you could do another draft with marked up changes, the changes you're proposing, and then the council can accept or reject those changes.
Okay, what kind of a timeline would you like to receive that on?
I guess a week would be good, but is that too short?
Yeah, a week would be, I think, a little too short, given some other commitments that we have. Perhaps we could have it by the end of, today's the 10th here. Why don't we say 2 weeks, so by about the 24th?
The 10th? How did you get to the 10th? Well,
oh, my
the ninth
goodness.
Where you are.
It's only the 9th where I am.
I'm not far off the 10th.
No, I've been to many places in the past. Last couple of weeks. So it's the 9th, but let's say around the 23rd or the 24th, so about 2 weeks from today.
Right. So you would have the updated draft by then?
Yes, with some suggestions for new language, and
yep.
If there's areas where we see significant problems. Now, one suggestion that we had is perhaps if there's a very small subcommittee, so 4 or 5 people who would like to work on this together with us, that might facilitate where we suggest changes. But if it seems most workable to have us propose the changes first and then set up some kind of meeting, that would work as well.
Yeah, I think that's probably best. What I suggest we do is if you have a new draft ready for the council by, say, the 23rd, 24th, provided there are no, and I basically leave that open for email discussion on the list for, say, a week, provided there are no contentious issues there, in other words, people are comfortable with the wording, and I think the changes you'd be making would be consistent with the discussions we've been having on this call, so there's no...
Right.
Surprises and intent, that we would probably try and aim to publish the document in the first week of October, so that would give us at least a week for the members of council to review the document, suggest any changes to the text, etc. If I detect from those discussions that we are getting made the differences of opinion, then we would hold a teleconference to resolve those.
Okay, that seems reasonable.
Do any others have any comments? Is that the council accept that as a reasonable process?
Sounds marvellous, Bruce.
Okay. So perhaps I'll just put it as a motion, just so we're clear on what we're proposing. The motion would be that we, the ICANN staff will prepare a fresh draft that addresses the issues discussed in this call, and that draft will be produced by the 24th of September. The draft will be posted for review by the council members, and if there are no substantial objections to that draft,
that we would aim to publish the draft of the initial report on the 4th of October, the Monday the 4th of October. Do I have a seconder for that motion?
This is Lucy, I second that.
Thank you, Lucy. All those in favour say aye.
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 Any objections? Any abstentions? Okay, I'll note that motion has passed. The next item on the agenda is, in the last call we discussed what needed to happen as far as the process for new GTLDs, and we just put it on this agenda again to just see if there's any update on that, is if Barbara or Paul or Kurt are able to give us any update on that.
Yes, good. Paul here.
Yeah, Paul.
Yes, we are advancing with this issue. Obviously, we have deadlines just to put in place. Let me go over with a bit of detail where we stand. It is becoming clearer and clearer to us from the internal discussions that this is going to be a heavy item on our joint agendas. And as it involves a large part of the community, including the GNSO, the CCNSO, and potentially the GAC and maybe others, we need to make sure that everybody is on the same page as to what we're going to try and do. So I suggest that we dress warmly for this exercise. What we are currently finalizing is a document to go public for a draft strategy development by the end of September. It would actually call for proposals for process steps to be taken as the strategy for selecting the new TLD. And there are a number of parameters which we are with at the moment, but we are getting to grips with. And to give you an idea, we have sort of the following dimensions / parameters to cope with. Point one is what are exactly the issues we're trying to answer to. That we're talking about new TLDs is clear, but I think I've outlined in previous calls that there are many sub questions underneath that, like what sort of TLDs, what allocation mechanism, what criteria, what modalities. Those things will need to get together. Number two is that we have all these reports available and underway, and they need to be analyzed, and obviously there is a need for feedback on that. There is a need to consider on what precise steps the community gets involved and how it gets involved, whether we do PDPs or whether we do public consultations. We have an issue of keeping the timelines in mind, both from an MOU requirement, but also in realistic process, so that there is sufficient time for discussion on the one hand, and there is, progress on the other. We have obviously at some points we have board approvals on our side. We need to keep also in mind that have we covered all the aspects on this. So at the moment we are putting this together. There is a group of about six people internally looking this on a nearly daily basis. And we expect that by the end of September we have our proposal for how we go through this exercise ready for public comment. We will somewhere during that time consult once more the Department of Commerce. For those of you who have looked in detail at the requirement there is no requirement consult in the MOU. There is merely a deadline by which a document needs to be on the table, and we felt that it would be useful to make sure that the OC understands what we're doing. So that will go on. The thing which we felt was useful to start already is the following. We have a number of reports out there One is the OECD report, and the other is the report from Miriam Shapiro, which we recently published. We will try in the next days, possibly on Monday, to start a public comment period on those reports, on any further reports which are coming in. There are a couple still underway, so that the community can guide us in pointing out what they think the important elements of these reports are, so that it helps us in doing an analysis of the reports and actually determining how we move forward. So this is where we currently stand, and as I said, there is going to be a lot of pressure on everybody to deal with this. We need to make sure that everybody is on the same page on this and understands what the various steps are and what is expected. And it is therefore for us of importance that this first report with the proposal for the various steps and who gets involved when and where, and possibly we may even ask some questions be answered during a public comment on that, which will be relatively short, that everybody has the same picture in mind as how we go through that process.
So I think what would be useful for us, Paul, is the date that you plan to release this, I suppose, what is it, a strategy or a series of steps that need to be taken?
We haven't found the right way. It is not the strategy itself, because the strategy is more the overall process, including all the steps. So it will be, it is called in the MOU, the strategy development. So it is more a strategy implementation plan or something of that kind.
Right.
That we plan to release by the end of the month.
Bruce, can I put in a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes.
Bruce, I'd like to be in the queue as well.
Yep, I'll add your email as well. Go ahead. That was Kershaw, was it?
This is Tony Harris.
Tony Harris, sorry.
Yes, my question is, does this new strategy have any implication on the 10 new proposals which are being evaluated currently? Are they going to stand and wait for this to come through, or are they being processed on a parallel track?
Tony, the 10 proposals currently are being processed on a parallel track. They have their own process, and they're independent of the strategy for new TLB implementation.
Thank you.
Marilyn, go ahead.
Now, thank you, Paul, for a very comprehensive update. I do have several questions. I'm sure others do as well. What you're describing to me right now is a relatively internal process that is heavily staff-driven, and I know that's necessary at many stages of work in order to progress work that can then be brought forward and support the bottom-up process. But you identified a couple of things that I think it would be helpful for us to have a bit more elaboration on as we ourselves consider our role. You mentioned that there are some further reports that are underway. Could you just tell us what those topics are, so, and not just the dates when we'll see them, but the topics, so we're also aware of what the topics are we'll be seeing?
Yes. Let me take two examples which come to mind immediately. We are still awaiting a report from WIPO, and we are still awaiting a report from ESSEC.
And what is the topic of the report from WIPO?
Well, it is basically about the same topic. This is what are the consequences, in this case from a WIPO perspective, of the introduction of new GTLDs?
The consequences in terms of their being able to increase their dispute resolution business, or the consequences for other reasons?
Well, any consequences which they think are important for us to understand.
Okay.
As it currently stands, John Jeffrey and I are planned to meet with WIPO staff in 10 days' time in Geneva to discuss it.
But you're asking them in their expert role as the world's IP authority?
absolutely.
I see. Okay. And
the same as we've done with OECD, for example.
Oh, well, the OECD request, I'm not sure that the OECD is, the OECD report, well, in any case, so there's the OECD report, there's Miriam Shapiro's report on the experience of introducing new GTLDs, there's a WIPO report and a CSAC report, and that's largely what we should expect.
Well, that is one part of the exercise, is that there is an analysis done of those reports, and that obviously that analysis is written up, and that the community provides input on how it considers that analysis to be, whether that is a fair analysis. As I explained in the last call, our reading, for example, of the OECD report is that it looks at the matter from a purely economic perspective. I would expect WIPO to do it from their perspective. There is going to be a need for a piece of work which draws all these elements together, gives its relative weights, and determines what those weights means in going forward, and even possibly looks at whether all the relevant elements are coming out of those various reports, or whether from the staff side we have additional operational issues we want to bring in as elements to consider. So we are then at the phase of having sort of the input and an analysis of that input, and to consider what the importance of it is, and have some community involvement in discussing that together with us. The next step is then, all right, we have that input, we've done the analysis, where does this, what sort of policy development processes does that determine, and what actually are we going to determine in these PDPs, and how are we going to actually set up these PDPs, particularly according to my knowledge, it's the first time we're going to run PDPs in parallel in the GNSO, in the CCNSO, for example. That'll be interesting. And determine what the output of the PDPs needs to be. That needs to be then processed, and that needs to be submitted for public comment and go to the board. So you see there are lots of steps in all this to be taken regarding the various elements of the discussion.
Right, and just one final question for you on that. When you're discussing the analysis, the community feedback and discussion, you're assuming within that process at some point is the development of the issues reports that are...
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So at the moment the staff is doing no more than, and that is already proven a real challenge, in determining what the process is by which we go jointly through this. There is no determination yet of the substantive issues in that, but it is merely how can we get from where we are now, knowing that the input is arriving and has started to arrive, and come to an end product, namely a strategy for the implementation of new GTLDs.
That was my final question. I just have a final a comment on this first that I'd like to make. Paul, I think it would be important for there to be some consultation further with council on our suggestions on timelines based on the experience that we have with the timelines that were built into the initial PDP, which really are just not realistic timelines.
Yes, but this is why we are putting out a draft of our ideas by the end of the month, so that both you and the CCNSO and the GAC and whoever else can inform us whether the process steps, the timelines, where we've gone about it, whether we do some things in series and other things in parallel, whether that is realistic in terms of process, so that we don't make commitments to ourselves, which at the end of the day we find we're not going to be making. That would, I think, seriously upset
So what I would suggest, I guess, Paul, is once you've published this document, which is a plan, that we probably schedule a council call about a week later to discuss that, so
that's
that we're
fine.
Able to give you timely feedback.
That's fine.
And so
I think what we would be planning is to give it a bit more time. So if you feel that there is a need for a discussion first, and the coming together of some thoughts, and then I mean, and obviously we'd be happy to be involved in that, and then we can do it in a few steps.
Yeah, I guess I was trying to understand.
Our current idea is sort of like to give it sort of 3 weeks, so time for people to comment on.
Right, well, again, so you're expecting final comments back in 3 weeks. So that to mean... Sorry?
After publication, yes.
Yeah, that means we would probably want to meet ourselves, I think, at sort of about middle of that process, so we have enough time to sort of talk about it and then agree in a position that we can get through to you, I think, rather than wait 3 weeks to try and do that.
Yes, that's fine.
So, and are you reasonably firm on your date of end of September for this document?
Well, we are firm on the date of delivering that by the end of September, absolutely. What we still are fiddling with is the exact timeline we are going to propose for the various steps in there. And as Marilyn said, we absolutely need to discuss with you and CCNSO and look what your ideas mean in terms of how we schedule possible board calls and all sorts of things. That all needs to come together at that point during October.
Okay, so I'm just trying to schedule a sort of date for a next call. So we might be looking at maybe Thursday the 14th of October, which is the second week of October, as being our next call, and hopefully pick up this topic at that time.
I'm not sure that if I think I understand the problem, but I think we're all going to have time to consult with our constituencies as well.
Yes.
And I'd prefer if we could the following day, if that's
so the 21st. Did you say the following week?
It seems better to me to give us a little more time for consultation.
Sure. Okay. All right, so I'll aim at the 21st of October as a time for the next meeting. Okay, any other questions or comments for Paul on that process?
Just Paul, whenever, if you guys could, as you gather up the, and I'm sure you're already thinking about doing this, but just gathering all the reports in a single place so that we have very easy access to the reports that are relevant posted to us in a single place would be very helpful rather than our, you know, perhaps it's located in the same place as the in any other materials for this topic.
Absolutely. Well, you heard me being slightly tentative on the date which we would actually go out and ask for this. The reason is that we want to create exactly such a space on the website for all of the material for this process to come together, and we have to create that. And colleagues in Marine and Array are currently looking with the webmaster at when that can be done. So the aim is to do it by Monday. I cannot give definite confirmation of that, and maybe a day later or so, but that's the idea. So that there is an easy, accessible site where all the data gets together, all the comments get together, all the steps get together, and people can really follow the process.
Okay.
Okay.
Any other questions or comments on that topic? Okay. The last topic on the agenda for this meeting is an update on who is. Do we have any of the Who Is Task Force chairs on the call at the moment?
Okay. If we don't, Bruce, I can give a quick update.
Yeah, Barbara, that would be great if you could give an update. Yeah.
Basically, things have not progressed since the last meeting. We haven't had any other task force calls, but there is now a document out there that sort of replicates what the work that we had done in KL on that whiteboard at that one meeting. And I think that there's more agreement on what the actual next steps need to be. The next meeting for Task Force 1 and 2 is scheduled for the 14th, and for Task Force 3 is the 15th. And so I expect that we'll have updates shortly after that.
Okay, so those are scheduled for next week then, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's Tuesday and Wednesday of next week.
Yeah.
And are there agendas for those meetings out?
There's an agenda for the... Well, you know, I'm saying that and I'm not 100% sure. I believe that there's agendas for both of them, but I'm not... I don't think I've seen the agenda for the joint task force, the combined one and two, come across my desk yet. So, but I did see something from Brian on task force 3.
It's Glenn. May I just say that there has been an agenda put out with the notice for the meeting for task force 1 and 2. And I've received no agenda for task force 3.
Okay, so I had it back.
Marilyn?
No, that was the correction I was going to make. Sorry.
Sorry about that.
Okay. Any other... I guess we're up to any other business? Any other business anyone would like to raise? I guess I have a question just for Kurt, and that is in regards to... recruitment generally, because with the new ICANN budget, I guess there was new positions there, including some in the policy development area. Are you able to give an update on where that's going?
Yeah, perhaps Paul would like to comment specifically on the policy development position, since they'll report to him.
Okay, Paul, go
ahead. Otherwise, I'll just say that... ICANN will soon be posting some other positions too, mostly regarding the area of compliance, contractual compliance, where we're implementing a more proactive program, given the resources of the new budget, and you'll see some other positions posted too, in lines with what was said on the in the budget document, what our initiatives are going to be for the year.
Okay. Paul, do you want to comment on the policy position?
Yes. It is good that you raised this because we have found out that we are not.
I'm sorry, we didn't hear you.
Paul, we didn't hear your response there.
I think we may have lost you.
Oh, okay. Does anyone...
I think... Well, Kurt might want to speak to this as well, but my understanding is that Paul's reviewing the CDs that have come in regarding the different policy support positions, and they're sort of actively looking to move forward on this, that it's well recognized as a high priority for policy development at this point.
Yeah, we've in Paul's area, we've identified a couple candidates from the community that are interested in joining ICANN. That would be particularly powerful, we think. Also, we've broadened our search to make it, especially in Paul's case, advertise more internationally, so that we suspect some of the positions will be in Brussels, and some of the positions will be in Marina Del Rey.
Okay. I guess I just want to repeat a request that we made a few months ago, but once you've sort of got down to a short list, I think at least a few of us on the council would like to be involved in a review just before you make a final decision.
Yeah, that's in our contemplation and part of our conversation. Every time we have a discussion, we have a... weekly recruiting meeting with the guy we've retained to recruit some of the positions, and so that remains in our contemplation and our plan.
Okay. Any other business anyone would like to raise?
Bruce, it's Marilyn. I did not get my resolution on related to the need to modify the PD timelines or suspend them for the existing Biz Task Force in time, but still think it's important to do, and we'll I'll talk with ICANN staff when Paul gets back from his travels to see if we can get that resolution put forward, and then we can take it up at the next meeting, perhaps.
Yeah, I think it would be very timely, the next meeting being whatever date it was, sort of 21st of October. I really think we'd want to try and get a resolution there, and then probably for consideration for the board ultimately in their meeting in Cape Town.
Right. And I do have a question for the staff. I understand, as I recall some time ago, Paul Toomey retained a consultant who talked to counselors about their performance of the council, and that consultant, Liz Williams, prepared a report and provided, I assume, that report to the staff. I'd like to have that report shared with the council as for purposes of our beginning our own discussion and self-assessment of our performance, which I think we need to undertake toward the end of the year, as I recall.
I'm IMing Paul. He can't get back on the call to ask him what the status of that report is.
Okay. But if you could just, you and Kirk, take that up with him, Bruce, if that's,
sure.
If that's, I think that'd be helpful to the council as we do our own assessment. If everyone recalls, we have the issue coming up at the end of the year on 2-3 representation.
Okay, yep. We'll note that, that request in the minutes, and if Kurt and Barbara could pass that on, that would be good.
Yep, I've got that.
Any other business anyone would like to raise? Okay, if there's no further business, then I will call the call to a close, and thank everybody for attending.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you, Marilyn. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.